I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night, Pirates lose to the Cardinals 6-5 in extras. The Goldschmidt Grand Slam in the top of the 10th. Pirates score 3 in the bottom of the 10th, but Kevin Newman called out at the plate. And upon further review, he was still out, kind of. They said the call stood. They couldn't find any conclusive evidence to overturn the call. And that, despite the fact that I think a lot of fans felt like they could see his foot hit the plate, or maybe the tag was too high on his leg, whatever it may be, it brought me around to something that we talked about a lot this past spring, because the upstart AAF that quickly became the not-so-upstart AAF introduced something that I think would be valuable across every single major sports league that we consume. And that's the idea of letting us inside the challenge and review process. So rather than just giving us a call stance, letting us hear from the official who's making the review, as the AAF did, took us into the booth while they reviewed plays this past spring, and letting us see how that review goes down and why they're either letting the call stand, confirming the call, overturning the call. It's time for, if replay isn't going to go away, and if they're not going to perfect it, because we agree that neither one of those things is going to happen. They're never going to get altogether rid of replay, and they're never going to fully perfect it. That at the very least, you let us in on how the review process is going.
Let's tackle this piece by piece. Then.
Sure.
Then logistically, you're going to have 16 people. What are there? 32 baseball teams, right?
Or 30.
30
yeah.
baseball teams, excuse me. So you're going to have 15 people to be at the ready to explain that, either on site or in New York, that you're going to have to be microphoned into, right? So you're going to have to employ 15 people. I don't know how they do it right now. I would assume that you have one person watching each game that you go to, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how the process works
but
now.
That's the first step. You have a person dedicated for each game that is mic'd and ready, which they would be able to do.
Yes.
So you have that person. Second of all, you're going to have everybody sign off on it. You're going to have the Players Association, the Umpires Union. You're going to have the owners, everybody do that, right?
Okay.
The commissioner. So that would, everybody have to be in on that. Third, you're going to have it in real time so as to not elongate the delay any more than it already is.
Right.
In the AAF model speaks to, you know, absolutely. That was the one good thing that really came out of that was that replay system. I'd be all for it, but I think that what we would have to do was be accepting of the fact that I think in last night is a perfect example that they could go to a human who watches replay after replay. We could still be watching that replay last night from last night's game and say, I can't. There are times you could just watch a replay and 10 people watch it. And 5 people think he's safe and 5 people think he's out.
Sure.
Even if you go ahead and slow it down to the slowest replay that you have and say, then we just go ahead and defer to the human that was on the field that made the call because we don't have enough to change it, mm-hmm. even with the replay. And we have to be accepting of the fact that even with the technology, there are going to be times. And part of it, I think, too, was the positioning of the umpire last night, that he kind of stood in the where the camera shot was on.
Right, it was tough to get a clear shot upon
what
review.
May have been the most definitive view. And with me, that was one of those ones. They're very rare in baseball anymore, and they happen at first base sometimes. With the did he touch before the ball hit the glove? It could go either way,
sure.
And it's a total 50-50 call. I thought that's what last night was. We have to be accepting of that as a society. That sometimes people are still going to walk away from a call, and it's not going to be entirely definitive.
And that's fine.
And I think that's what last night was for me.
But I also feel like, why do we, I don't want to say protect, but officials don't often have to be held accountable for the calls that they make. They don't go in front of the media very often. If they do, it's a pool reporter, right? So how do we No.
Well, like, what do you want? A guy makes a bad call, you want him, like, suspended? Or what?
I don't know.
But well, what's maybe, your accountability?
Maybe. The accountability is, tell me why you made that call. That's all. Tell me why you made that call.
Well, I think that it's simple because that's what I saw. Like, I don't need I don't need a deeper explanation into it. I saw that his foot beat the tag to the plate. Like in football, I think that there's so much more nuance that goes into it, the rules that get interpreted, and there's so many different layers. In baseball, did the guy beat the guy to this place? Did the foot beat the tag to this place? And that's really it on a lot of cases. Did he catch the... Now, you can get into the explanation. Where I think that you really, the meat of this is not an explanation. It's being piped into the conversation between the on-field ump and the person upstairs. And that's where it was with the AAF. It's not a dissertation by the person in the booth, like in hockey. Like when you get the day after, whenever there's suspension, when a guy
the
has
rules,
a bad hit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Brendan Shanahan used to give, you know? That's not the meat of it in baseball. It's if you could be piped into the on-field, Mitel guy or whatever the hell
it
says, piped in from that guy upstairs to the person that you speak of.
And I think, again.
But they're going to swear 400 times, and you know what I mean? You're going to have guys like Joe West say, what the hell? I just want to get out of here and get to the park house.
I don't think we need any of that. I think it's obvious. It's either you see an out or you see it safe. I don't think you need to hear the behind the scenes. Let them have that time where they can discuss whatever. Not everything has to be made public, and I don't want that made public.
Why not?
Them have their discussions.
Why not?
Because they could be, who knows what they're discussing? Who knows what intricacies? We don't need to see it. We don't need to see everything.
See,
I think it's obvious in video last, that it's out or safe.
And last night's one call in one game out of 162, so it's not a season-impactful kind of moment. Or maybe it does end up being that. Maybe we end up getting a call in a game in a playoff game that ends up being a season-defining kind of moment. I think fans, knowing that replay isn't going to go anywhere, but that it's also an imperfect science, would like to know why. Explain the process to it. Because we've seen it can work in this rinky-dink minor league football thing that we had this past spring. Maybe I'm just a butthurt Pirates fan who doesn't like the fact that Newman was called out last night and they couldn't overturn it. I nearly lost my mind over the end of the Pirates game. They give up the grand slam to Goldschmidt in the top of the 10th, then score three, come roaring back in the bottom of the 10th, but can't finish it off. Kevin Newman called out at the plate. And then upon replay, the call stands. They couldn't find any conclusive evidence to overturn it.
I think that maybe as a society, we've sort of lost our acceptance of imperfection. You know, and I think that's the heart of this whole discussion right now. It's okay to have imperfection. It's okay. Like, yeah, I watched that call 100 times, and it was one of those ones, if you're a baseball player and you've played at any level of baseball, you say, there's a lot of calls. No, not a lot. There are calls over the course of a summer that you have where you go, that totally could have gone either way. And, yeah, I'm going to be mad if it doesn't go my way because I want it to go my way. But I could see that being the definition of a 50-50 call. Again, a lot of them happen at first base. You hit one hard at the shortstop. He sort of juggles it a little bit. The guy's on his horse some. He throws it over to first base, and you get that foot. Same time. Boom. Simultaneous. Foot and glove. And you're like, okay, does tie go to the runner? Does it not? How does this work?
Right.
One umpire. You could have 100 umpires, 50 call him safe, 50 call him out. And I thought last night, was the tag a little bit high? Yes. But I don't know what solves that moment. I think that...
And I guess that's
it's
my
okay.
point.
Like, with me, I'm not searching more for any answers. I'm okay to live with imperfection in sports.
And I am, too. I guess my point here is, and again, maybe I'm basing this too much in last night's game and my frustration over it, but I am willing to admit there's still going to be mistakes, even within the replay system. We've come to that conclusion. We see it all the time. We talk about it at least once a week because something big happens in sports. But if I could be inside the decision-making process, and maybe I don't deserve that because I am just a fan, but if I could be inside the decision-making process, and we saw it done again with minor league football this past spring, they were able to pull it off, I'd feel better about the decision being made.
But football has so many more rules to interpret. This was a judgment call that didn't have a lot of rules to interpret. This had a, did his foot touch home plate before he was tagged? What deeper sense of perspective do you need?
If I had seen or heard the replay official say, all right, looks like the glove may have gotten his toe there before it got the knee or up on the higher on the shin. I'm not sure. Let me rewind it again. I'll look at it. No. I can't tell if it got his toe, if it got his shin. I can't tell. I got to go with the call that's on the field here. Bam, done. That's all I need. And again, maybe that's me as just an angry fan upset at the way the game ended last night, and I'm looking for some sort of recourse from somebody. But the fact that we've seen it done and we know it can be pulled off, I think fans would be more reassured about the decisions being made if they were inside that process.
I think that then that further goes to emasculate the person who's on the field making the call, knowing that not only are they, could their call potentially be overturned, then it can be explained to everyone. So in a sport like baseball, where there are things like that, then why even have them? Like, why even have them on the field? Like, see, I'm big on having no replay in baseball, but robots to call balls and strikes. But no replay. Just go ahead and umpire the game. I'm big on no replay in all of sports. If you're asking athletes to go out there and perform with imperfections, it's okay to have the people who officiate have imperfections.
And I'm okay with imperfection, knowing we're never going to get 100% right. I'm still okay trying to get a higher percentage of calls right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.